In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. So the last verse of the gospel that we heard, it's the third Sunday of Matthew, says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be yours as well," or "all these things will be added unto you," as another translation says. After his baptism, our Lord declared, and we hear this in the Synoptic Gospels, and in particular in Mark, he says, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." This was the beginning of his public ministry. The kingdom of God is at hand. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So we hear this throughout the Gospels, and we hear this throughout our services. Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we proclaim when the priest lifts the gospel to begin the divine liturgy. And so it exalts, it lifts up, it expresses to all of us that in this moment, at this time, we are entering into the presence of God, his kingdom. So what is God's kingdom, and why should we seek it, as the gospel says? It's an eternal fact. And it's an eternal fact. It's not just simply and only we as Christians proclaim, but this is an eternal fact from beginning of creation. God is the creator. God created all things. He created us in his image and likeness. He created all of creation. All things, as we read in just the first few chapters of Holy Scripture, of Genesis. So to speak of his kingdom is to speak of and to confess God as king. Theos Kyrios, God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. So first and foremost, we acknowledge, we confess, we believe that it is a fact that God is king. And we see this. His presence is everywhere. That's yet another reason or another reality of why we as Orthodox Christians have icons everywhere in our sanctuaries, in our homes, wherever we are, because it reminds us, it directs our attention to the fact that God is present everywhere, in and through, and most completely and perfectly his Son, of course, but in and through the saints, through their lives. I speak about this oftentimes. It's not simply knowing about God, it's knowing God. It's knowing him in our hearts, in our beings, in our souls, in all that we do and all that we say. And it is in and through the saints, and most perfectly and completely in and through belief in his Son, because he said himself, our Lord, he and the Father are one. So that's why we exalt this when we say, "Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever and unto the ages of ages." It is without beginning and it is without end. This is the kingdom. God's kingdom, number two, God's kingdom discloses his will. God the Father is alive and he's active. He was alive most perfectly in his Son, Jesus Christ. And he's active in the world today through his Holy Spirit that we just celebrated a few weeks ago in the Feast of Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit. And he communicated through the prophets, in his Son, the Holy Spirit, his will, his purpose, his commandments, and his truths, eternal truths to us in many and various ways throughout the history of the world. Jesus Christ and his teachings expressed most fully and completely God's will. And as we say in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Again, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." So when we talk about "seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness," this is what we are saying: "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in our life." And thy will is for us to accept and obey his will. This is what we are seeking when we are seeking his kingdom: to obey, to accept, and to obey his will in our lives, expressed in his commandments, expressed in our moral values, expressed in our life, most perfectly emulating our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then by doing so, we submit to his authority, because ultimately we believe that he is, and his will is, authoritative in our lives. God's kingdom is revelation of his grace and his power. The miracles of our Lord, the many miracles, were an expression of the power of the kingdom that he brought. And remember, the beginning of his ministry was speaking just about this: the kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand right now. And he expressed it through the many miracles, expressing the grace and the power of God. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians speaks about this when he says that his teaching and his preaching wasn't by his own gifts and skills and talents, but it was by the grace of God. It was by the grace of God that the epistles that Paul wrote were delivered to the church. It was by the grace of God that the gospels that were written were delivered to the church. It was through his grace and through his power. The kingdom of God is both a present and a future reality. The kingdom of God, as we hear in other places of Scripture, is within you. The kingdom of God is here and it's now. It is a future expectation, but it's offered to us here and it's offered to us now. In the epistle that we heard today from Corinthians, he speaks just to this. Paul says, for he says, "At the acceptable time, I have listened to you and helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." We oftentimes put things off in our life. It's easier to kind of wait. We'll get to that later. Whatever it is, in our homes, in our businesses, in our jobs, even in our families, we'll get to it later. We'll put it off. We don't want to deal with it now. And sadly, we may be doing that with our salvation, with our journey to the kingdom. But Paul says, no, today is the day. Now is the time. This can't be put off until later. We need to focus. We need to do this now. This is what Paul is saying. And then he goes on in this epistle and he says, We put no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way. No obstacles. Paul's saying, I don't want you to think of all these things that happen to us. Don't get distracted. No obstacles in our way as we commit ourselves and we proceed and we journey towards the kingdom. None of these things in life, and this is what the gospel is referring to about anxiety, about all these different things. None of these things should get in the way. None of these things should be an obstacle for us. None of these things should keep us from continuing on the journey towards the kingdom. Not one of these things, as challenging as they may be in each and every one of our lives, not one of these things should be an obstacle for us as we journey on in the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be yours as well. Amen.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.